It has been a few years since my last retreat. May I request a reminder on how to practice metta meditation on oneself sometime during this retreat? I seem to have forgotten. It's really important. I made a kind of oblique reference the other day, probably, but that laying a foundation of loving kindness is a it's such an important basis for kind of right intention when we begin the practice, and to recognize that really all of the things that we're doing is an opportunity to develop that sense of kindness and caring for oneself as a foundation and a beginning. And then when we are able to do that, to whatever degree we're able to establish a kindness, a kindly attitude toward ourselves, that inevitably spreads out and encompasses others, so that the reality is putting aside different things that one could be doing and coming on to retreat is already an act of loving kindness, and to actually recollect that. To make that conscious, because sometimes we don't attend so closely to the underlying implications of an action. We sort of get caught in the action, and then forget that, well, actually, underneath that, there's this. Especially with coming on retreat, helping out with the within the retreat, joining in with other people who are like-minded. These are all acts of loving kindness. But it also it's good to make it very overt and use the to articulate that within the mind, and using the phrases of, like we do in the chanting, of may I abide in well-being, may I be happy. I mean, let's say ahang sukito homi, may I abide in well-being. May I be happy. May I be free from the different things that stress the mind. One of the sometimes the phrases that come up in the chanting. The Buddha's words on loving kindness, as an example, there's a phrase or a sentence: "Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease." And sort of just to be able to bring those phrases up and to be repeating them, not just to repeat the phrase, but to recollect the intention behind it and the opportunity to set that intention of loving kindness, because it's an important aspect of how to, because we do need to have a fundamental base of well-being in order to, just to live our life, but particularly in meditation and our cultivation of this path, sometimes we think of the meditation as something that we're and if we could just get our meditation together, then it'd feel good. And once I get my meditation together, then I'll be happy. And the Buddha doesn't actually teach that. He teaches the opposite. He says, you get your happiness together, then your meditation falls into place. So there's a stock phrases in the suttas where giving causal links and conditions, and there's different starting points, and some of it is starting from virtue, some of it starting from wholesome thoughts, some of it is around the delight in Dhamma, some of it is beginning from wise attention, but then it falls into a pattern of because of the various starting points as a cause, then there's the arising of well-being or of delight, pamoja, and then with well-being as a cause, then there's the arising of joy. With joy as a condition, there's the arising of tranquility. With tranquility as a condition, there's the arising of happiness. With happiness as a condition, there's the arising of samadhi. And then the Buddha, in many discourses, stops and emphasizes that and says, the happy mind is easily concentrated. So that to pay attention to the things that allow the mind to experience happiness. And loving kindness is a fundamental foundation for that sense of well-being and ease and happiness. So that sometimes people sort of, it's like, well, I don't have time for that metta practice. I got to get on to the real meditation. It's not that at all. What one is doing is laying the foundations of these wholesome states of mind, states of well-being, states of happiness, that then allow the mind to settle, to sort of shed the area, the aspects where we tend to create suffering. So that a conscious directing of attention to loving kindness, and particularly directing it toward oneself, establishing that as a firm basis, is it's kind of like like for basic good health. If you're an athlete, then you want to be sort of looking after your health and getting nutrition and whatnot. If you're a meditator, you want to be looking after loving kindness and making sure that's a solid foundation.